بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صلاة الجماعة أفضل من صلاة الفرد ب27 درجة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاكرين والشاهدين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable and esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, Master on the Day of Judgment. May peace and salutations be on our beloved leader and guide Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, on the Day of Qiyamah, that those that have Iman will be on the one side and those that don't have Iman forever and ever in hellfire. And the next question that will be posed to the believers, that is you and I, the Muslimin, will be with regards to our Salah. If our Salah was found in a good condition, then the remainder of our deeds will be found in that condition. But if our Salah is found in a bad condition, then unfortunately, the remainder of our deeds will be found wanting. So from amongst the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Salah is one of the greatest commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And let me take you back in the time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and from Masjid Al-Aqsa to the seven heavens, meeting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the gift of Salah was presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when this gift was presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was 50. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted the gift. He didn't say anything with regards to it, because when somebody gives you a gift, you accept the gift. So anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted the gift, and then as he met the different Sahaba, the different Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam in the different heavens, they told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that your followers will not manage 50. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to and fro until it was reduced to 5. And then also the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that your followers will not even manage 5. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam that I find it very difficult to go back to Allah, because already from 50 to 5, I cannot get a further reduction, so I will just keep this 5 salah. And if you look in the time that we are living in, there's a statistic that only 10% of the entire ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performing salah. 10% of the entire ummah performing 5 daily salah. There are many that's only performing 4, some 3, some 2, some 1, and some not performing salah at all, maybe attending the odd Jummah salah and maybe coming for the Eid salah. So that is how far the Muslim ummah has gone away from performing salah. So we need to create this link with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in fulfilling this great command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And by fulfilling this command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are constantly in the worship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, keeping that link between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala 5 times a day, alhamdulillah. One hadith comes to mind that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if a person, something to the effect that if there is a river in front of the person's home and he bathes in it, definitely is going to be clean. So this 5 salah that we perform every day, it cleanses us, alhamdulillah. So we need to make sure that we perform our salah, and those of us that have children and those that are under our guardianship, we need to make sure that they are also perform salah. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned one hadith that when the child reaches the age of 7, he must be told about salah, the importance of salah, the warnings of not performing salah, etc., etc. And then when the child reaches the age of 10, he must be lightly reprimanded or punished for non-performance of salah. Again, showing the child the importance of salah. Many children, boys, at the age of 10, they're not baligh as yet. The girls, maybe they can become baligh at the age of 9. So already instilling the importance of salah. So already by the time the child reaches the age of 10, he must be told to perform salah. If he does not perform salah, lightly punish the child, reprimand the child for non-performance of salah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam further says in the hadith, then separate the bed that is a child when he reaches that age, he must no more be sleeping with his parents, he must be sleeping in another room as well. So listening and fulfilling the instruction of Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we have this habit of performing salah, our children will also perform salah. We know very well that even the grandsons of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hassan radiallahu anhu and Hussein radiallahu anhu, that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to perform salah and used to go into sajda, they used to climb on the back of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never got upset and agitated with it. He waited for them to come down and then he continued with his salah. So if we are performing salah, our children does these things to us, we won't get upset with them and shout them and whatever. The grandsons of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did the same as well. And then making sure that we perform salah with jama'ah as well. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned in one hadith, Salatul Jama'ati afdalu min salatil fardi bi 27 daraja, that a person who performs salah with jama'ah, he gets 27 times more reward than that person who performs salah individually alone. If for some reason or the other, this is with regards to the males, and if the male have the person has a problem, he's sick, he cannot manage to go to the masjid, and it's a valid reason, that's a different story. But if there's no valid reason whatsoever, he's well, he's healthy, he must make it a point that I must revolve my life around salah. I might be in my shop, I might be in my business, I might be running some errands, whatever it might be. But as soon as the time of salah sets in, the adhan is given, I must make sure that I attend and go to the masjid, go to the musalla and perform my salah. And then you'll see how the help and the mercy of Allah will descend when we fulfill the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when we perform our salah also, making sure that we perform the wudu firstly correctly, then our salah correctly, the postures, making sure the ruku, sajda, etc. are performed correctly as well. And also understanding that the reward is great for performing salah with jama'ah. And with that, making sure that we perform our sunan, that is the sunnah mu'akkada, sunnah ghair mu'akkada. We need to understand in the sunnah mu'akkada, those sunan that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always performed. And the sunnah ghair mu'akkada, sometimes, not all the time, it was left out. So making sure that if we protect and safeguard this 12 sunnah every day, that is the two sunnah of Fajr before the Farad, it is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the two sunnah of Fajr is better than the whole world and whatever it contains, subhanallah. So those are the rewards that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got in store for us. So the two sunnah of Fajr, very important. Then the four sunnah before the Farad, and then the two sunnah after, so that's already eight. The two sunnah after the Maghrib Salah, that is a farad, the other two, 10. And the two sunnah after the farad of Isha, that is 12. If a person performs and safeguards these 12 sunnah daily, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will build for him a palace in Jannah. So the sacrifice is so little, but look at the reward, a palace in Jannah, subhanallah. So let us make sure that we perform the sunnah mu'akkada as well as the sunnah ghair mu'akkada. If we have perchance come early for the Isha salah or the Asr salah, then we perform the four sunnah. Don't say, you know what, no, I don't have to read it and we leave it out. You try and read it to get extra reward. And over and above that, we try and also perform nawafil salah as well. Because that is optional. But if there is any deficiency on our far salah on the day of Qiyamah, the nawafil salah will assist in that. And over and above that, the best of nafil salah, of nawafil salah, is tahajjud salah. That is when we go to sleep after Isha salah and then we wake up at about 3:30, 4:15, and then we, depends on the different times when Fajr sets in. So these days, in our area here, about 5 to 4, Fajr sets in, so we can wake up at 3:30, 4:20, we perform the Hajjud Salah, because this is the best from amongst the Nawafil Salah. And Imam Shafi rahimahumullah mentioned, when a person makes dua at the time of tahajjud, it is like a person who's got a bow and arrow, it will not miss its target. So when we make dua at that time, definitely, and we must have hope in Allah and conviction that our dua will be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then you get Salatul Ishraq, 15-20 minutes after sunrise. The reward of that is, you get the reward of Hajj and Umrah. And then the Awabin Salah after the Maghrib Salah, we perform that. However much of our sins are, as much as the profuse of the foam on the sea, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. So all this, even Salatul Duha, that is Chash Salah, when the sun reaches its strength, that it becomes, you know, the sun is hot at that time. Nowadays about 9, 10 o'clock. That is the same reward that a person will get. That is, as much as the sins he has, like the profuse on the sea, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive his sins. So you can see from these ahadith with regards to salah and the importance of salah, we must make it a point that we revolve our life around salah. And also by performing of salah, it will stop us from doing evil and shameful acts. Allah makes mention in the Quran, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar, that verily by performance of salah, it will stop a person from involving himself in evil and shameful acts. And if a person is performing salah and is still involved in these acts, he need to introspect and see, am I performing salah for the right reasons, or I'm just going through the motions to fulfill this command of Allah and get it over my shoulders, or am I doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely we will see all the evil and all the shameful acts will come out of our life, and we'll try to do those actions which Allah will become pleased with, and we will obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fully. So all these ahadith and verses of the Quran showing us the importance of salah, revolving our life around salah. I can just mention in conclusion with regards to, you know, in the time we think we are some people that are ill and weak, we see them also coming to the masjid. So many elderly people that cannot walk and they perform their salah on the chairs, whatever it might be. They know the importance of salah. If they wanted to, they could have read the salah at home. If you go back in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they used to crawl and mix and fight and draw lots and you know, to come for the first saf, because they know the importance of the first saf. So in the, that was in the Sahaba time. I can relate to two incidents in our time which I've seen. Once there was an elderly person, he used to come for salah regularly and before the time as well. And then later on, when his health was gone a little bit, you know, he found it a bit difficult to come himself, then he would come with a wheelchair. Somebody would push him in the wheelchair and bring him to the masjid. Until the last, you make sure that he performed his salah, subhanallah. So those are the things people we need to understand and instill in our life, that the importance of salah in the life of a believer. And another incident, once I was in one masjid at the time of Isha salah, and perchance I just looked on my right hand side and I saw one elderly uncle coming in and on crutches and hopping and coming along in the masjid. Both his legs were in bandage. And I saw this and I said, look at this uncle. He's got a sickness, he's got a problem, whatever it might be. I don't know what it was, but he was in so much of difficulty, but he was hopping along in the masjid. Again, I thought to myself, I said, we have a little bit of a flu or a headache or whatever, and we feel a little bit, you know, tired, or sometimes we feel lazy and we don't come to the masjid. Look at this uncle here. He's got difficulty, but he's coming to the masjid. Why? Because he understood the importance of performing salah with jama'ah in the masjid. So we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he grants us the true understanding of what has been said, to practice righteous deeds and to be punctual with our five daily salah, and not to leave it out. And wherever we go, even we are on holiday, we might be traveling, we make sure that we perform our salah. Remember that when we are on travel and we are musafir and we are going place to place, make sure even on holidays, if the holiday period will be coming in the next month or so after the students write their exams, then make sure salah is not maaf, salah is half. So if we are performing salah on our own, that is the dhuhr and asr and isha, then the four will become two, and the two will remain as two, the fajr, and the three farad of maghrib will remain as is. But if we are performing salah behind the imam, the males, then obviously we follow the imam, but the woman will have the salah in half. Or while we are traveling, we need to stop at the garage or wherever it might be. Then make sure that we perform our salah. That can also be one invitation for the non-Muslim coming into the fold of Islam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.